Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Okay. Oh, I should tell us about the whole doctor's visit. You can totally remind me what
oh,
happened.
Yeah, thanks. The well, you know, I went to get a my checkup, you know, from my doctor, and it's just so cool to have somebody that really cares about you. You know,
yes.
that does like your car tune up on your car.
Yeah, right.
You know, kind of checks the oil and checks the under the hood and all that. And anyway, so that
tell us.
Anyway, well, not that. Anyway, so the but you start talking to your doctor and you feel like, dude, I sound like a whiner. I'm like, I'm not used to bringing up negative things, you know,
right.
Like, you know, talk about yourself as a believer. You're not like, you shouldn't be. Right. Of course, yeah, those people you say, how are you doing? They start with their head and they work their way all the way to their toes.
Yeah, right.
And at some point around the elbow, you're trying to make a beeline for it, right? Well, my old sacroiliac thing, you know, anyways.
So, I'm just your medical doctor here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And so, he's just a real cool dude. And, so I'm talking to him, you know, and I get a great report. I get a wonderful report, you know, because I got a negative report, you know, at one particular time back in June, I think, or June or July.
Mm-hmm.
And we just believe God, you know, for a good report. And he gave me a total bill of health, and everything was totally healthy.
Wow.
Praise God.
All my my bloods and all that stuff was just a bill of health.
Praise God.
Yeah, and he says, what?
Okay, how can, you know, when you first got the first report, I mean, you probably can empathize with a lot of people.
Yeah, you get a report. Sometimes you get a report, and they tell you, you know, hey, we see something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they start trying to tell you what they think it might be.
Right.
Oh, great.
And then you got to decide, am I going to believe the report of God,
mm-hmm.
the Lord, or am I going to believe the report of, you know, doctors and people and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I chose to believe the report of the Lord.
Right.
And he says, by his stripes, I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that when I do go back, you know, to the doctor after a lot of check, they did a lot of checking and stuff, then it's going to be good,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they did a lot of checking and x-rays and all that different stuff like that. And they come back and they say, there ain't nothing there. You are totally healthy and whole.
Oh, wow.
And everything's fine.
Awesome.
And God totally has completely 100%, you know, blessed me with a whole body. But he did say he has three very important things to tell me that I need to do. And so, you know, I mean, I'm leaning forward with my Franklin. No. And and I said, well, what? He says, lose weight. And I'm like, you're no longer my friend. You know, so then I'm thinking, he's right. He's absolutely right. And skinny. No, anyway, he's right. And because he cares about me.
Sure.
And so I thought, well, okay, all right, okay, this is the challenge. And so then he says, well, I need you to lose a significant amount of weight.
Oh, wow.
So, but he gave me 6 months to do it. So I just want to encourage everybody to pray with me and believe with me, because Pat and I are going to have fun. we're going to begin to jog. Six pack. Oh yeah, it's padded. We're going to begin early, about 4 a.m. regimen. You can hear him now. Like ow, that. Ooh, ow. You can hear him.
Oh my god!
I gotta put my earbuds in so I can hear it. And we're gonna do early morning regimen. And by this is my challenge. This is my challenge to me. And you can join if you want to. I am going by. He's writing it down. This is just humor. This is humor.
Oh, I want to remember this.
This is humor.
I'm helping you.
Come on. mm-hmm. by sometime in the future. Well, he gave me six months.
6 months.
He gave me 6 months. It's just 6 months. He gave me 6 months. I'm gonna lose
February,
20
okay.
pounds.
That's it?
How many?
He's like that. Hey, dude, I won't be hard and left. I'll lose 20 pounds.
That's not what I meant.
No, he like, looks at me like, that's all? He didn't tell you to lose more? He didn't tell you to lose more than that? I'm thinking, thank you. My first public confession, I'm going to need to lose weight. And he looks at me like, that. Do you think, if I lose 20 pounds, man.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's achievable.
You won't be able to see me. I'll turn sideways and disappear.
That's not a huge amount. That's good.
Yeah,
you can knock that out in a week.
That's not a huge amount, right? We're going to weigh him in, too.
You just let me know how he's doing at 4 a.m.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I can tell you what he's doing.
Yeah, I think you're going to join us, bub.
He's going to, yeah, that's right. Man. We can do that. As a matter of fact, we want to challenge all of our listeners. We're going to lose 20 pounds.
We now?
Right.
I ain't going to doctor.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, let me see. Yeah, John, you too. You know, and, well, if you grow some hair, you might camouflage it.
Hey, I cut the hair off so I could, you know, look slimmer there.
It
know?
Does work. It really works. Maybe, no, I can't. My hair is not like that round. Anyway, so, you know, some people have a head that you can shave, and some people have a head that you should not shave. You need as much camouflage on as possible. But you're 20 pounds. So I'm, before everybody, and, you know, I'm just going to, you know, he's right. You know, because I want to be strong. I want to be, have energy to do what God's called us to do.
Yep.
And it takes, even though it's a spiritual battle, this body's got to keep going to go. And it's like, it's tired easy.
It really
is.
I'm throwing the ball yesterday with my boy and I'm like, okay.
Well, basketball. Oh my goodness.
That's a sport I don't even look at.
That is crazy. You want to get your cardiovascular on.
Oh my gosh.
If you want your heart to pick up, I mean, don't play a game with nobody. Just dribble the ball and shoot it.
Please.
I remember years ago when I was playing a basketball game, and I would just untie my shoe and say, my shoe's untied.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, oh, my goodness, yeah. I tied that shoe. I don't know how many times I tied that shoe. I'm like, I'm going to die.
But he's kicked the shoes off. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
Give him some Velcro sneakers or something.
Yeah. I need that or a padded room. Then I remember the racquetball. I mean, if you can play racquetball the whole game, I mean, you are amazing shape. I mean, you are amazing shape.
I can't believe I used to do all that stuff.
I know, isn't that amazing?
All that.
Now he gasps for air when he picks over his pen.
baseball guys, sure I'm telling you, baseball.
Yeah, you just kind of stand there and wait for the ball to come your way.
You're just standing around. What are you talking about?
Come on, man. Hey,
that's the slowest
game. You can last 9 innings, man. You can last 9 innings.
That's the slowest.
Oh, you're saying, okay.
The slowest game, you know. And
golf is the slowest game. Baseball is wonderful.
Well, you got several golfers moving, but you got to wait for the batter to come up. And they go, you're leaning forward, you're waiting, go, strike. Oh, my gosh. How many innings are there? How many innings? Is like, I know this is an American sport. Apple pie, shovel days. And baseball,
and
but
baseball.
It's like, I know, I don't know what happened, but you would think it'd be football, you know, and I got, you know.
Well, it is the most popular sport in America.
It really, maybe it's because everybody can play
me. Football.
Oh, football. Is it really?
Yes.
Oh,
really?
My goodness.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
But it's just so long. I walked into the Apple store in Nashville and I listened to all their excuses for not being able to print from an iPad. You know, all their.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just listen.
Why
listen,
is there a print function on it?
Because there's some.
They have a marriage.
It's like one day we're going to like.
They married Hewlett Packard. They married Hewlett Packard and they had. And they didn't care about their children. So the marriage happened and all of a sudden now you have all these children trying to find their way to a printer somewhere. And, and they're having flash issues, you know, with all that. Anyway, this guy, I mean, he is my kind of communicator. I mean, okay. He came up to me, and we talked about 300 miles an hour. Well, actually, I talked to the one clerk. He goes, you need to go talk to whatever his name was.
Right.
All right.
And he watched us talk. And we talked maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, but we covered everything about the past, present, and future, all the apps, what's going to go on, what's going to happen.
Love it.
And I walked out, and I'm thinking, I mean, that is so nice. You know, we got that much accomplished. You know, I don't want to spend my life talking about electronics, so let's just figure out what we got to do and move on.
Right.
Right.
And, but now that same personality sitting waiting for somebody to hit the ball in a baseball game is like, come on, dance around the plate or something. Come on.
Right.
You know, it's just a little bit slower, you know, for me. And,
I guess we'll let you play basketball, run up and down the court. That's not a problem. We'll go get you back into basketball.
No, I'll go watch the game. Yeah. Actually, I want to go see R.A. Dickey. I want to go see R.A. Dickey play, you know, for, you know, as a matter of fact, I think he's going to be coming up in a minute, a story about R.A. Dickey. But you've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.